Okay, he began a very complex sugya. The Mishnah tells us in the days that there is a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai regarding the case of Kisui Adam, where Beis Shammai says that, yes, the Kisui Adam is performed, Shchol Chafoi Bechasei, and Beis Hillel disagrees and says that no, Lo Yishchol, Elim Ken Hola Ofer Mucha Niba Odiom. What exactly is the case? The Gemara explains the Kiddush of Rabbah, Hashochei Shebolim Alech. We're talking about a case where, all of a sudden, the shochet poses the question, what exactly do I do now? Typically speaking, you anticipate the shchit is necessary in yantif, that is melechus achol nefesh. You anticipate that often that means you're going to engage in kisei hadam, and you're going to make sure that everything is designated and set apart for the purpose of kisei. And this did not happen. So therefore, very, very simply, that Beis Hillel says that you cannot necessarily do the shita. You're going to do the shita. Now you're going to be faced with kisei hadam, and you're ill-equipped for kisei hadam, and therefore lo yishchot, that should not be done. Beis Shammai disagrees and says, no, at this point in time, we're going to say shchot, chafor, v'chasei, do the shita, and we'll work out the kisei hadam. And the Gemara says the following, that everyone agrees that tidyeved, tidyeved, im shachat, if indeed the shchita already occurred, it was not that you're asking what to do, or according to Beis Hillel will say don't, but rather im shachat, oh, at that point in time, yachpor bedeker v'yachasa, then will allow you in some shape or form to go ahead and to engage in kisui. So how exactly does that work? Let's start with the point that they both agree, that at least b'di'evet, once the shchita is done, so you know what, will allow you to engage in kisui hadam. How exactly does this work? Oh, so we'll see the sugya of chesam and beis. This does not work based on the concept of esed ochalosa. Say, Rashi already gives you a heads up and of zayno beis. Do not simply argue that, you know what, the mitzvah of kisui is going to be docha de isser malacha. And the gemara of chesam and beis, for two very good reasons why that cannot be. Number one is esed ochalosa say has a requirement of beidna. And therefore, you're going to violate a malacha to access the dirt in order to later fulfill a mitzvah. We don't allow that. It's not the idna. And furthermore, do we allow esed ochalosa say when it comes to yantif? Yantif is allowed, and an essay, and ein esed ochalosa say v'essay. So therefore, Rashi writes, clearly, Zayin Beis, rule out the possibility that, you know what, this is based on the sugya of esed ochalosa say. So it must be based on something else entirely. So how is it even b'di'eved that we allow a person to engage in kisei hadam when accessing that dirt should potentially be in iser malacha? Okay, what exactly are we referring to? Well, very simply, if I go ahead and start digging up the dirt, chofer, in a typical case where I'm going to go up my yard and I'm digging, that would be a tolda of choresh. That would be a tolda of choresh. That's an iser daraisa. Kisui Adam is not going to be doche tolda of choresh. Oh, so you know what? No. That you have to solve. How is that solved? Oh, that's exactly. There's a deker naos mibod yom. A deker naos mibod yom. You're not going outside and now starting to dig. That's out of the question. But if there was already a deker naos mibod yom, the spade was already inserted in the ground, Rashi writes, Ramascha v'ha, kfar chafur v'omehu. Kfar chafur v'omehu. We took care of the problem of chafir. If you have to dig, that's out of the question. If, for example, there's a deker naos, and therefore, chafur va'omeid, okay. So we avoided that problem of chofer, we avoided the problem of choresh. Okay. The Gemaricus continued to bother. V'ha'ka avid ksisha, what about kotesh? What about kotesh? You're going to have a chunk of earth. That's not going to suffice for kisei adam. You have to take this cloud of earth, and you have to break it up into small pieces. Breaking it up into small pieces, as Rashi writes, is a tolda of tochein. Kotesh is a tolda of tochein. Tochein is the malacha. And therefore, how are we going to allow the malacha of tochein? Tochein. We'll see the sugyan tochein, the yedalad and medalef, but realize we're talking about dirt, but apparently, right, you're chayiv mishum tochein, even if you break up a clod of dirt. A clod of dirt. We're going to have to discuss, is that so obvious? Maybe tochein only applies to certain things, yes, other things, no. What about a klal of ein tochein ela begdulei karka? Begdulei karka. So you know what I'll tell you? Maybe that's true. Tochein only applies to gdulei karka, but dirt, earth, is considered to be Gedulei Karka. Gedulei Karka includes Karka in the Karka as well. Well, okay, okay. You know, I imagine I sit in your magnificent sukkah, the decorations are beautiful, and I look up and I see, you know what, that your sukkah is covered with natural metal and clouds of dirt. You know, I'm going to tell you, that's no good. That's not Gedulei Karka. That's not Gedulei Karka. You're going to tell me, no, 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 but when it comes to Tochin, it is Gedulei Karka. You know what? You know, we're going to have to answer, well, there's different Hagdaros of Gedulei Karka. Gedulei Karka and Ochel Shabbos is not the same Hagdar as Gedulei Karka when it comes to Schach, no? But here clearly, no? Tochin applies to Karka, Karka, because that's considered to be a form of Gedulei Karka. So the Gemara says, again, you're dealing with an Isser Malacha. So, good, you solve the Chofer problem. Dekarnom means Mibad Yom. But now you had a cloud of earth, and you have to go ahead and break it down. That's a problem of Tochein. Oh, so the Gemara says, you're right. You have to come on to Tap of Chesan Aleph, Ofer Tichuach. Ofer Tichuach. You're right. We're talking about granules. We're talking about something that is already broken down. If we really mean taking a cloud of earth and breaking it down, you're right. That would not be allowed for the purpose of Kisi Adam. Okay, so I solve the Chofer problem and I solve the Tochein problem. What about a Muktzah problem? Is there a Muktzah problem here? After all, that I didn't properly designate everything Nibod Yom. Is there a Muktzah problem? I guess a couple of possibilities. Maybe one could argue, if it's just a Muktzah problem, maybe we'll waive the Muktzah problem. Maybe we'll waive the Muktzah problem. Okay, we'll see, is that really true? Or what's another possibility? Ooh, Tosus that Chesam and Avdim Aslav Eino. Ooh, Tosus writes the following Chiddush, that you know what? Decker notes, the Gemara used to solve the Chofer, the Choresh problem, right? Why isn't this digging? The answer is it's a Decker notes. There's a Decker notes. Oh, you know what Tosus says? Well, if there's a Decker notes, so therefore, that's going to also solve a Muktzah problem. Because the Decker knows the fact that the spade was inserted there in the ground, that is considered to be a form of Hachana. And therefore, if that's really true, wow, the Decker knows is not just serving Poshup Shat to save the problem of Chofer, but the Decker knows, Tosus writes, you know what, that is also going to solve the problem of Muktza, and therefore the Decker knows is considered to be critical. Whoa, so we solved almost all the world's problems, no? We solve Chofer, Tofer, Muktza, we're going to purchase Gaza, we're going to solve every problem. Good. But you still have a difficulty. No. What do you mean? Chofer Guma. Chofer Guma. That's a problem. No. How are you going to solve that problem? Afer Tichuach. You're making a chafir, you're making a Guma. And that, Rashi writes, that'll be a problem of Bonet. So therefore, how is that going to be solved? How is that going to be solved? Because after all, Chofer Guma is considered to be also. Oh, the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Abba. That really is not Osir Mika Hadin Daraisa. After all, because this is a case of Chofer Guma, but Eino Tzorech El Afra. And therefore, in such a case, Potter. In such a case, you're Potter. Who immediately tells us his father, Potter, we're talking about Mutter. We're talking about Mutter, Potter. So Tosus already points out, wow, that you know what? Once you notched it down to Potter, so maybe now I can argue Simchas Yonta Pulimatya. Simchas Yonta is not Bimatya, the Yisura Daraisa. But if I can knock it down, I can knock it down to this case of Chofer Guma. So you know what? So maybe Mishum Simchas Yonta. Mishum Simchas Yonta Fitiru. Is that also true of a Muktzah problem? The problem of Chofer Guma, the Tmei Potter, Avaloser, B'makom Simchas Yonta, Tosus writes that we'll solve that problem. Wow. How is the problem of Chofer Guma solved? If we're talking about a case of Eino Tzorech El Afra, so that's what we started to discuss yesterday. So, simply, Shabbos Ayin Gimel and Beis, Amalach HaShinu Tzrich L'Guf. Wow. After all, when it comes to Malach HaShabbos, Rabbi Shimon Shita, you're only chayiv if it's a Malach HaTzrich L'Gufa. Otherwise, it's considered to be that which is Potter, and Chofer Guma fits into that category. The Gemara immediately asks in Shabbos and Afayin Gimel Beis, wait, if the Heter here is going to be one of Malach HaTzrich L'Gufa, that's a huge machlokas for Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, that's true. A malacha shina tzrich l'gufa is pater. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, malacha shina tzrich l'gufa is in issa darais, it's chayiv min ha-Torah. It's chayiv min ha-Torah. So how can you say here that the reliance is on chofer guma in otzer chalaf for your pater? That's only true according to Rabbi Shimon, not true according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, that's where the Gemara introduces Shabbos and Gimel Beis. There's a further consideration. And that is, but look, even if Rabbi Yehuda maintains a malacha shena tzarich l'schayiv amed v'mamurim, if it's a malacha tikkun, but mekalkel, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't deny the p'tur of mekalkel, kol hamakalkel in turin. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Mamish, kol hamakalkel in turin. When you look in Shabbos Nafkuvav, Rabbi Shimon limits the p'tur mekalkel. There are a couple of exceptions. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even buy the exceptions. Rabbi Yehuda says, kol makalkalim turin, period. Rabbi Shimon says, I hold their exceptions. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't hold their exceptions. Kol makalkalim turin. So this would be a case of makalkal. This is a case of makalkal. Chofer guma ve'inot tzarech ela la'afra. So what did you do? No, you ruined your field. You ruined the floor of your house. So in such a case, that's considered to be a case of Mekalka. Wow. So the Gemara says, Malacha Shinut Tzrich L'Gufa. The Gemara says, you know what? That can still pose a difficulty according to Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, the answer is Mekalka. Ooh. So fascinating. L'maskana Sadvarim, is this a combination of Malacha Shinut Tzrich L'Gufa as well as Mekalka? Is this just considered to be a case of Mekalka? Does the Gemara mean in Shabbos that find Gimel, you cannot explain this based on Malacha Shinut Tzrich L'Gufa because that's not going to help according to Rabbi Yehuda, Alamai. You have to come on to a new p'tur, and that p'tur is Mekalkel. So fascinating. Rashi here does not mention anything at all about Malacha Shinut Tzrich L'Gufa. Rashi just mentions Mekalkel. Yeah, that's the Maskana Sagamara. No, after all, Mekalkel, B'chol HaMekalkel in Turim. And therefore, forget about Malacha Shinut Tzrich L'Gufa. No. Tosas does not assume that. No. Tosa says the following: in Otzer Chalafra, it's a malacha shina tzrich l'gufa as well as mekalkel. There's a dual basis of the p'tur. So it's fascinating that Rashi writes mekalkel and Tosa says no. It's not just a malacha shina tzrich l'gufa. It's that and more. It is that plus a case of mekalkel. What underlies that machlokes between Rashi and Tosus, whether one should invoke the concept of malacha shina tzrich l'gufa? Maybe one could argue that, you know what? What is the definition of malacha shina tzrich l'gufa? And as such, does it make sense to consider this to be a classic case of a malacha shina tzrich l'gufa? We mentioned the Mishnayos give you examples of malacha shina tzrich l'gufa. Sadi gimel adeis, asotso sameis. Shabbos Lamed Aleph Mabez is a case of Kechas al Aner. Is there any common denominator between them? Rashi says yes, and Tosfos says no. What is Rashi's common denominator? Both are Malachas Siluk. In both cases, Bertsono Lo Hayabolo. Bertsono Lo Hayabolo. This is something which is undesirable. Having a mace Besoch HaBayis is absolutely undesirable, and having a flame burn unnecessarily is absolutely undesirable. It's going to consume all of the oil. So therefore, I'm desirous of removal of the mace, removal of the flame, removal of that which is undesirable. Wow. Rashi says that's the Haggadah. That indeed is a malacha shinat tzrich l'gufa. Eino l'selka me'lo. Rashi, b'rtsono lo hayabalo. B'rtsono lo hayabalo. Take a look at Tosa. Shabbos haftzadi el. B'rtsono lo hayabalo. I never would have wanted. A guy rips his pants, and he sews it on Shabbos, and you say, what in the world? He says, I never would have desired the rib. No? Ritzon lo hayabala. I never would have been desirous of. That's a malacha shina tzrich l'gufa. I never would have been desirous of. What's the obvious answer? Ooh, Ramban, Shabbos kufav. Sewing a rib is a malacha tikkun. Here, extinguishing the flame is not a malacha tikkun. It's preventative. It's preventing further consumption. But it's not the Meleches Tikkun. That's an important yesod of the Ramban. And that is that if it's a Meleches Tikkun, forget about Bertsono Hayabalo. Rashi just writes it about something which is preventative, something which is not wholly constructive. If something is wholly constructive, we're done. No? So, for example, removal of the Orla, the Ramban, is a Meleches Siluk, but There's no greater malachus tikkun than bris milah. And therefore, of course, you're considered to be chayiv. That isn't birtson ala hayabala. That isn't in ala salka me'ala. Ooh, the same thing. Wow. Sagal mebeis, cutting nails, cutting hair. Why not just argue? That's a malachus siluk, a malachus siluk. Birtson ala hayabala. Why in the world should he be chayiv for that? So enochinami, Rashi Shita, Ramban Shita, of course you're chayiv for that. That is a maleches tikkun. That's a maleches tikkun. You cut their nails, you cut your hair, that is a tikkun haguf, we're done. That is considered to me a malacha tzrich lagufa. And how do I know it's a malacha tzrich lagufa? Because wow, Shabbos daf seidam leveis, that bekli divrei hakol chayiv. If you cut your nails kedarko, everyone agrees you're chayiv. Everyone agrees you're chayiv. What about Rabbi Shimon? This is a malacha shen tzrich leguf. It's considered to be pater. The answer is, this is not a malacha shen tzrich leguf. Not a malacha shen tzrich leguf. This is tzrich leguf because that is considered to be a maleches tikkun. A maleches tikkun. That's the Yisur of the Ramban. And the Ramban writes, ooh, we'll have to see daf yidalet. The Ramban writes the following. And that is essential to the Hagdara of Borer. Borer is not the removal of that which is undesirable, but rather, borer is tikkun ochel. Borer is tikkun ochel. That's something which is unbelievable. No? Is that really true? Is that really true? We're going to have to discuss. There is Yerushalmi. Ooh. Klal Gadol, Shabbos Zayin Beis. Yesh borer kol hayom ve'inu mischayim. Ooh. That's an unbelievable Yerushalmi. A person can spend the whole day of Shabbos removing psoles, and you're not going to be chayiv mishum borer. You're not going to be chayiv mishum borer. What in the world? A person has this huge mound, you know what? And they're grain, kernels, and it's full of stones. It's full of stones. How many stones are there? Hundreds of thousands of stones. So this fool now spends Shabbos removing all the stones, you know what? He turns to you at the end of Shabbat and says, you know what, I didn't accomplish my goal. I only removed 100,000 stones. But there's still 500,000 stones left. You know what the Yerushalmi writes? Einu mischayiv. You're not chayiv. Yesh borer kol hayom veinu mischayiv. Why? Because the act of removal of psoles did not result in the tikkun hakri. It didn't result in tikkun ochel. If you remove all the psoles, or you remove, you know, the vast majority of, so now it's Raya Lechila. Oh, that's Borer. But if you're going to just pick out Psoles, and it doesn't result in Tikkun Ochel, wow. Mufurish and Yerushalmi. So you're not Chayim. Why in the world? Oh, you know what the answer is? That's like the Ramban. The Ramban based on Yerushalmi, that the Malach is really considered to be Tikkun Ochel. Wow, that's pretty fascinating. It's interesting, you know what? I don't remember seeing that in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Yates, no? That you're only chayiv for bor for results in Tikkun Ochel. I don't remember seeing that in the Rambam, no? Maybe, why not? Oh, it's Yerushalmi. You know, it's always nice that, you know what? If you see there's Yerushalmi that's not cited by halacha, maybe one could argue that it must be the Bavli disagrees. I'm going to pass like the Bavli. Who, what, where? Where in the world is there a Bavli that disagrees? No? Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi. Where is this true? The Bitara is something incredible, no? The Bavli's Bavli. Three of the Lama Tes Malachos. Zora, Bore, Meraki. No? You know what the Yerushalmi says? Hainu Zora, Hainu Bore. Why you chayv twice? Why you chayv for Zora and Bore? It's all the same. No? It's all the same. Oh, what is the correct answer? Not because they were done separately in the Mishkan. And if they're done separately in the Mishkan, so therefore they're separate malachos. Hainu Zora, Hainu Borer. So let me ask you, what are we talking about exactly? Let's say you have a whole grain, right? And let's say, you know what, you crush it, you shake it very vigorously, and you break the kernel from its husk. That's dash. Okay. But you still have husks and kernels mixed together. No? The next step, zore. Winnowing, no? You toss it up. And guess what? The wind carries away the husk, the kernels fall down to the ground, that's Zohar, that's Zohar. Wonderful, wonderful. You know what? I scoop it up. I scoop it up. Guess what? So you don't have husk. Whoa, I'm good. I don't have husk. Yeah, but you have grains with all these pebbles. No? Grains and pebbles. Oh, so you know what? I'm going to take out the pebble. Oh, that's Zohar. Zohar is the winnowing, right? And then the next step is to take out the pebbles. Take out the pebble. Oh, so the Gemara says, Hainu Zohar, Hainu Barer. Why Chayav twice? The answer is these were different stages. The different stages. The Mishkan, therefore you're Chayav twice. You're Chayav twice. Oh. But like the Tal writes, now, it's Reila Achila after Zohar. Tikkun Ochel. Tikkun Ochel. Really? Tikkun Ochel. He got rid of the husk. And now you're left with pebbles and kernels. Yeah. That's Tikkun Ochel. That's Tikkun Ochel. Sr. Pekli Tal writes, that's the Bavli that disagrees with Yerushalmi. But you see that you don't require Tikkun Ochel. Removal of the husks, your chayiv, even though it's no Tikkun Ochel in any shape or form. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty fascinating. That's pretty fascinating. Wow. Yeah, but so the Yerushalmi doesn't have a malach of Zohar? Like, who needs against the Yerushalmi? What do you mean? Man? There's Zohar and there's Zohar. You throw it up, and now you pick it up, and it's full of junk. No, I disagree. It's not full of junk. Tikkun Ochel. I would serve this. If you serve this, it's full of junk. Now, how is that possible? How is that possible? How can you say the Yerushalmi wouldn't agree with that? Agree with that. So there's another Yerushalmi, Mamush, in the same parish, Zion Bays. You know what the Yerushalmi writes? Rakak, v'pichasa haruach. Person spits on Shabbos, and the wind scatters his phlegm. You know what the Yerushalmi says? Chayiv mishum zorin. Chayiv mishum zorin. Who, what, where? Chayiv mishum zorin. You know what you see according to the Yerushalmi? Pretty unbelievable. Zohar has nothing at all to do with Borer. Zohar is not sorting Olchen of Solas. You know what Zohar is? Scattering. Yerushalmi's definition of Zohar is scattering. No Olchen, no Solas. Scattering. Scattering. Yerushalmi would never ask the Kasha, Hainu Zohar, Hainu Borer. Zohar according to Yerushalmi is scattering. Scattering. You don't need Olchen, you don't need Solas. Just taking something and scattering it. Spraying an aerosol can. Maybe that's us, according to Yerushalmi. That's scattering. Rabbi Kvega writes in the Tshuvas, it's unbelievable. He was walking, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, he says a woman was on the balcony, and she took a bucket of water and just threw it out. And of course, Rabbi Kvega said, that's against Yerushalmi. No? Yerushalmi says, Raka v'chasa ruach. Oh, so Rabbi Kvega writes, yeah, but there's no Bavli. And the Bavli says, Hainu Zohar, Hainu Borer. So it must be that the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi. And maybe what the woman did was okay. Because Zohar is not scattering, Zohar is separating off on himself. Rabbi Kiva goes to this whole shufa. Yerushalmi, the Sita, the Bavli. Wow, that's something which is fascinating. Fascinating. Now, what's the relationship that we'll see of Zohar and Borer? Zohar and Borer. But it's a fascinating deen. What exactly is the nature of the malacha? If it's removing that which is undesirable, and that's it. Okay, so that might fly in the face of the malacha shena tzirich legufa. Who says that? The Balamor. Mamazanu beis and dapir yif and Shabbos. But the Balamor says, Borer is an exception by definition, by essence, to malacha shena tzirich legufa. Because usually removing something undesirable is the malacha shena tzirich legufa, Rashi. And that's what Borer is. And that's what the Ran says. No, it's really not. It has to result in Tikkun Ochel. Tikkun Ochel. And the only time we'll call something Malach Shena Tzirich Legufa is when there is no Malachas Tikkun. When I extinguish a flame, there's no Malachas Tikkun. I'm preventing further consumption. That's true. You're maintaining the status quo. You know what I would use? Preventative. It's not constructive. It's preventative. That's Rashi's Malach Shena Tzirich Legufa. Wow. And the Tosus, Saridada and Aleph, where Tosus says, that's not the definition of Malachas Nitzrich Lagufa. Every one of the Malachas of Shabbos, you have to ask yourself the why question. And every one of the Malachas of Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to do for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. And if you do it for a fully, fully constructive purpose, but that was not the purpose as was done in the Mishkan, Rabbi Shimon will say your pot, Rabbi Yehuda will say your chayim. Rabbi Yehuda says your chayim because that's what did the Mishkan. And Rabbi Shimon will say, no, 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 but if you're doing it for a different purpose, that's not true. That's not true. So, you know what? Kechas al haner, there's much in the street, because that's not why they would extinguish things in the Mishkan. And Hotzas ha-meis, because that's not why they would transport things in the Mishkan. Not because of the singular definition of Malach HaShinu Tzirich L'gufa, Malach HaSiluk, Ritzon HaYabalo, but a very granular definition. Every Malacha has its own, let's say, Malach HaSmacheves, its own purpose, the why question, you deviate from that, a Malach HaShinu Tzirich L'gufa, a Malach HaShinu Tzirich L'gufa. I would tell you the following. If you, maybe one could argue Rashi has other definitions of Malach HaShinu Tzirich L'gufa. But I would add the following point, that if you use Rashi's Hagdara and that Sari Gimel, Birtson La Yabala, Inla Salkame Alav, it doesn't quite fit in the case of Chofer Guma. You know what Rashi could very answer? You're right. The Maskan of the Gemara rejects that. It is not based on Malach Shem Tzrich L'gufa, because that would be a Machlokes, Ravina Nechachamim. And yet, everyone agrees, Chofer Guma and Yisrael Chofer is Potter, it's a different tour entirely, a different tour of Makalkel, and called Makalkelim Turin. Which means that, too, according to Rashi Shita, a fascinating Kiddush, that you know what? If you're dealing with Makalkel, Makalkel typically is Asr, it's Nisid Rabbanah. Call a Makalkelim Turin, Shabbos Kuvav. So I'm going to tell you the following. I'll tell you a rule. Guess what? Mekalkel is mutter, b'makom mitzvah. Mekalkel is mutter, b'makom kisi adam. Mekalkel is mutter, b'makom kisi adam. Is that really a klal in general? That you can violate the yisri, the rabba, b'makom mitzvah? So you know what I will tell you? Not really. That's not a klal b'chola Torah kula. You can violate the yisri, the rabba, b'makom mitzvah. But I will tell you, this is like a small exception, that Mekalkel is Mutter B'Makom Mitzvah. Mekalkel is Mutter B'Makom Mitzvah. Oh, so our Gemara, why is Chofer Guma, Inotzerach La'afra, Mutter B'Makom Kisi Adam? You know what the answer is? Because according to Rashi Shita, Mekalkel is Mutter B'Makom Mitzvah. Is that like a Klal Gadol B'Chol Torah Kula? The answer is no. You know what I would call this? A Yotze Min HaKlal. A Yotze Min HaKlal. Yisri, the Ranan, typically are not mutter by force when it comes to Malkom Mitzvah, but Mekalkel is mutter by Malkom Mitzvah. What about according to Tosfos Rashi? No, this is great. This is a Malach Shinu Tzrich L'gufa. No? Whenever you were to go ahead and engage in a Malach of Chofer on Shabbos, in this case, Rashi says, Bona, it's because you were desirous of the cavity that you're creating. And if it's Eino Tzarech HaLafra, that's not why they would do this in the Mishkan. Any act of bona was in order to create a certain structure. And if that is wholly irrelevant, all you're interested in is accessing the dirt, that is a Malach HaShinu Tzrich L'gufa. That's a Malach HaShinu Tzrich L'gufa. Wow. But you know what? It's not just a Malach HaShinu Tzrich L'gufa. This is a Malach HaShinu Tzrich L'gufa, which is Mekalkel. It is A and B. A Malach HaShinu Tzrich L'gufa, which is Mekalkel. You know what I would call that? I would call that a shvus to shvus. I would call that a shvus to shvus. Why is it mutter b'makom kisi adam? You know what I would call that? A shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. A shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. Is that yotzim in a cloud or is that a cloud? You know what I would tell you? Whoa! I chazer during the ben hazman and erev nafsani zayin. No? Erev nafsani zayin. According to the Rif, according to the Rambam, that's a cloud gadol. That's a cloud gadol. No? Hahu Yinuka, Ishtapi Chamima. What happened? We have a bris on Shabbos. And all of a sudden, all the water spills. And there's no water to be able to wash the baby, and that's critical. Accessing water would mean that I have to go ahead and carry the water But that's a chatzar she'ena ma'orevis, namely, hotzad rabbanon. Is there any way that I can violate an issur rabbanon for the purpose of bris milah? So what does the Gemara say? The chiddush of Rabba? You cannot. But nimru le lenachri, v'leisile. But get a goy to carry it. Get a goy to carry it. Whoa. Get a goy to carry it? Why is that mutter? Oh, because that's considered to be a shvus de les be'maisa. A shvus de les be'maisa. No, yuchazir. What was the riff? Shabbos nunvav. What was the riff? Ah, shvus de shvus. Les be'maisa means in issur rabbanon. So now you have a shvus de shvus. You have hotzad rabbanon, al yedeyakum, b'mako mitzvah, a shvus de shvus is mutter. A shvus de shvus is mutter. Wow. B'mako mitzvah. And what's the chiddush of the riff against the Bahad? Lav dafka mir lakum. Lav dafka mir lakum. Even if this would be al Yisrael, if you can create the scenario of a shvus de shvus, a shvus de shvus is going to be mutter. B'mako mitzvah. Wow. A shvus de shvus is going to be mutter. B'mako mitzvah. That's a klal. That's not a yotzim in a klal. Ooh, I'll tell you the following. No, according to Osus. No, Beis HaChesem and Aleph. Chofer guma, for the purpose of kisei adam, it's a malacha shenet tzarich legufa, which is mekalkel. No? A shvus de shvus. B'mako mitzvah. Ooh, that's a klal gadol. A shvus de shvus, b'mako mitzvah, is mutter. So I'll tell you the following. Ar Gemara, you know what? You can do this, makom kisei adam. Is this a klal or is this yotzim mekalkel? You know what I'll tell you? According to Rashi Shita, this is an important exception. You're dealing with Mekalka, a single Isser Rabbanan. This Isser Rabbanan is mutter b'makom mitzvah. But that's not a klal gadol b'chol Torah kula. According to Tosas, some lachshin and tzrik l'gufa, coupled with Mekalka, the shvus to shvus, shvus to shvus is mutter b'makom mitzvah. You know what? Oh, that's a klal. That's a klal. Wow. I'll tell you just simply in knowing what is the setter of chofer guma. Chofer guma. That's really important, no? The last of the Ramakomos, no? Fascinating Deen of Shotarach, no? You go and do the Shita, and you realize, oh, I didn't fully prepare for Kisei Adam. But I have a couple of options. One is Chofer Guma. Maybe, what's another option? Maybe another option is to use the Efer Kira. No? I have a couple of, which option is better? Which option is better, which option is worse? No? Hard to know, no? What's better, what's worse? What's better, what's worse? And what I'll tell you the starting point is, we have to analyze every heter, no? So far, we're at a point of arguing the heter of Chofer Guma, according to Rashi, is Yotzim and Aklal. No? According to Tosus, is an example of a Shvus to Shvus, which is B'mako Mitzvah. Okay, so push comes to shove, Chofer Guma would be Mutter, right? For that purpose, a Shvus to Shvus, B'mako Mitzvah. Oh, that's an important chiddush, All right. You know, Tosus and Ksuvus, that aim of days. Be Rishon is Mutter on Shabbos. How exactly does that work? The Gemara says, Dabar Shini Miskavan. The Kavan is not to the Siyas HaMalacha. Therefore, Dabar Shini Miskavan. If it's based on Dabar Shini Miskavan, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's Mutter. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Aser, no? Dabar Shini Miskavan is Aser on Shabbos. So, how can you say that Bir Yishon is Mutter because of Dabar Shini Miskavan? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Dabar Shini Miskavan is Aser. So what do you mean that Ma'o Livo B'Suva D'Shabbos? What do you mean? You know what Tosus writes? Suva Sema Beis, D'Maslim Tim Tziloma. You know what Tosus says the following? Whoa, you know what? This is a Dabar Shini Miskavan. Coupled with Mekalkel. It's a Dabar Shini Miskavan coupled with Mekalkel. and that is Mutter B'Mako Mitzvah. Darshan Miskavim, coupled with Makalkel. After all, any intent of Chavala, that was unintended. Chavala is called the Meleches Kilkel. And therefore, that will be mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda b'Makom Mitzvah. A davar sheni miskaven is asa. The davar sheni miskaven coupled with makalkel is mutter b'Makom Mitzvah. I would say, pretty similar to Beit Rav Chesem and Aleph, that a malach sheni esrit lupa covered with makalkel is mutter. The tzorach mitzvah. One is not going to do it, but if you can couple it with makalkel. So, incredible, Beit Rav Ches, couple of malachas and it's rugul together with makalkel, tosos, that's mutter malka mitzvah. And ksuvas daf hei, a davar sheni miskaven, couple of makalkel is also mutter, in the cases of mitzvah. Is there a hidden chiddush in that tosos? Ksuvas daf hei is? So I'll tell you the hidden chiddush. Now, you know what the hidden chiddush is? Rabbi Yehuda says davar sheni miskaven is asim. Rabbi Yehuda says time after time after time after time, Dover Sheni Miskavin is Chayiv, it's Nisadaraisa. Dover Sheni Miskavin is Nisadaraisa. So I'm going to tell you a hidden Chiddush Atosus. You ready? That even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dover Sheni Miskavin is Nisadaraisa, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda Shitas, Dover Sheni Miskavin is only Nisadarabana. Does anyone say this explicitly? Yeah, that's that huge Tosus. In Yuman Daf Hamadal Mabez, where Tosus, had mercy on you, the Rambam comes and says, let's leave that line in Tosus. Now, where Tosus says, you should realize an important Chiddush, that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds the Dover Sheni Miskaven is Asim in the Torah, not on Shabbos. Because how can you call a Dover Sheni Miskaven Malachis Machshavos? Malachis Machshavos. Shabbos requires Malachis Machshavos. You know what Malachis Machshavos means? Ooh, Arashi. Where? Beitzu, Yud, Gimla, Beis. Malachis Umnus. The way a pro would do it. Now, a professional craft. A professional does not do things like that unintended. How in the world can anyone say that a Dover Sheni Miskaven is Chayev on Shabbos? How can a Dover Sheni Miskaven meet the requirement of Melechus on Shabbos? But Rabbi Yehuda says it's Aser, Tosus. And Shabbos, it's only Yisrael Rabbana. And Shabbos, only Yisrael Rabbana. And then Tosus tells you the bombshell, now that requires a whole separate share klali, at least one, now, that's a Yisod. If something is Aser B'cholot HaRukula, and the only reason it's Mutter on Shabbos is because of Melechus on Shabbos, Midrabanan, that remains Aser, because Midrabanan, we equate Shabbos with Shari Suri Torah. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's Kiddush. The Dover Sheni Miskave is Nisa Darais and Shari Suri. On Shabbos, it lacks Melechus Machshavos, it's Mutim and Torah, but it's Nisa Drabanan. Wow, that's the Tosus and Ksuvos Daf Hei Amud. That Bi Rishon of Shabbos. Why is it Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because I'm going to combine a Dover Sheni Miskave, Chiddush, parentheses, which is Nisud Rabbanan, together with Makalkal, which is Nisud Rabbanan, now you're Shvus to Shvus for Makom Mitzvah, just like Beis Rafetz. No? Worth coming to the yeshiva, not just to hear that no? Tosus and Daf Hei, Beis Rafetz, Lashita Asay. Now, you can couple two Dinin Rabbanan, that's Mutter. And Rashi Shita. No. Makalkel is Mutter, Makom Mitzvah. Chofer Gum is Makalkel. And Makalkel. Notches down. And Makalkel is a relatively weak Yisur Drabanan, which is lifted from Makom Mitzvah. Okay, so why is it that Chofer Guma is Mutter? Makom Kisi Adam, Rashi, Mekalkel is Mutter. Tosus, Ashvus Teshuz, Amalach Hashinah Tzirich Lagufa, coupled with Mekalkel. Right, let me ask you the following question. Kofar Guma, Ino Tzarech Lafra, Malacha Shino Tzarech Lagufa, okay. It's also a case of Mekalko, okay. Is that Mutter, B'malkom Kisi Hadam? Yes. Is that even Shur Aliba to Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Shimon, I understand. Rabbi Shimon holds a malacha shinah tzarich l'guf is potter. Right? Okay. But if it's coupled here with makalkel, it's a shus to shus b'makom mitzvah. What would you say according to Rabbi Huda? What would you say according to Rabbi Huda? Chol for guma inot tzarich l'afra is potter. I understand that. But it's not because it's a malach shen tzrich legufa, right? Rabbi Yudah maintains a malach shen tzrich legufa is chayiv, no? The only reason it's mutter is because of mekalkel, no? Would that be mutter b'makom kisi adam? Would chofer guma b'notzer chalafra be mutter b'makom kisi adam? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. So what would you say about that? No? Stunned, huh? Okay. No? What would you say? Oh, the Chayla Fowler. According to Rashi, the Chiddush of our Gemara is the Kalkel is Mutter B'makom Kisi Adam. No? So you know what I would tell you? That's true according to Rabbi Shimon, that's true according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is more Makom in the Kalkel than Rabbi Shimon. Shabbos Kuvah. Mekalkel is mutter. B'makom mitzvah. Mekalkel is mutter. Malkom kisi adam. So chofer gum is a case of mekalkel. It's mutter. Let's assume according to Tosos. According to Tosos, I don't agree with that. That mekalkel is mutter. B'makom kisi adam. A shvus. The shvus is mutter. B'makom kisi adam. Right? A shvus. The shvus is a potent combination. Irvin, no, Son of Zion. You have the combination of Malacha Shino Tzarich L'Gufa together with the case of Mekalkel. Shvus to Shvus, that's Mutter. Shvus to Shvus. You have a Shvus to Shvus according to Rabbi Shimon, no? According to Rabbi Shimon, it's a Malacha Shino Tzarich L'Gufa coupled with Mekalkel, Malka Mitzvah. I got that. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Malacha Shino is Chayiv. It's Chayiv. The only tour that you have is Mekalkel. The only tour that you have is Mekalkel. A shvus to shvus is mutter b'makom kisi adam b'makom mitzvah. How do you know that Mekalkel is mutter b'makom kisi adam? Our Gemara is a malacha shinah tzarich l'gufa coupled with Mekalkel. Oh, so that'll be a fascinating possibility. Anafkamina. Whereas according to Rashi, that the matir of our Gemara is Mekalkel. That's Ben Rabbi Shimon, Ben Rabbi Yehuda. But, according to Tosus, you have to come on to Shvus to Shvus. You have a Shvus to Shvus according to Rabbi Shimon. No? Malach HaShem, Yudh Malkalka. What about Ben Rabbi Yehuda? Malach HaShem, Yudh Malkalka, Yitzchayiv. Yitzchayiv. Is there an allowance of Chofer Guma, B'malkom Kisi Adam, Aliyah Rabbi Yehuda? No? That can like keep you up at night. No? Like, so, what's the... Whoa. So let me tell you the thing. Shabbos Tefkin. Shmuel tells you Yisod. And, you know, you see that Gemara Shabbos Tefkin, you know what? You say, you know, it's really important to learn straight. No, like you have to skip around. No, because Shabbos Gav Gimel, Shmuel tells you the following yisod. Whenever you find the Masechta Potter, Potter means Potter Avalasa. No? With a few cases where Potter means Potter. Sad Nachash, Mapis Mursa, unusual cases. But Potter does not mean Mutter. Oh, you know, I was told Yetzias HaShabbos is really hard, so don't start with the first parak. So I learned all the rest of Shabbos, and I assume Pater means Mutter, Pater, and all of a sudden I double back at the very end, I realized, oh, I was like dead wrong. No, Pater means Pater Avalasa, like it's like really important, no? When the Rambam lays out the halachas, the Rambam says, you should realize, when I use the word Pater, I mean like the Gemara, Pater means Pater Avalasa, Chayiv means Chayiv, and Mutter means Mutter, Pater means Pater Avalasa. We saw that when it comes to Chatz Yishir, no? The Rambam Shita, Gilchess, Chav Gimel, no? Chatz Yishir, in Yisud Rabbanan, Pater, okay? But you know what? I'll give you an unusual case, Shmuel says. Mapis Morsa. Lansing a border. There is true, the Gemara says Pater. But that really means it's Mutter. You know why? Because Mapis Morsa is a Malacha Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa. Mapis Morsa is not Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa. Let's use Bashab Shatosis. No? When you would go ahead and make a Pesach in the Mishkan, you know why you would create the Pesach? Lahachnis, Lahotzi. Here, the only reason you're making any type of aperture, you're lancing the boil, is Lahotzi Leicha. That's a Malach Hashinat Tzrich L'Guf. And this is a Malach Hashinat Tzrich L'Guf, B'makom Tzar. Okay, so here, Mapis Morsa's Mutter. The Gemara just tells you the first stage. Realize that Mapis Morsa's Pater. And once it's Pater, I can now say that B'makom Chola, B'makom Tzar, it's Mutter. Okay? So Mapis Morsa. So that's like Shmuel's announcement. You're going to go through the Masechta, you're going to see Pater. Pater means don't do it. Pater Alasa. But not in the case of Mapis Morsa. That's a Malacha Shenet Tzarich L'Gufa B'makom Tzar. And therefore that's Mutter L'Chadchi. That's Mutter L'Chadchi. So far so good? Tosos, Gimel Meralef, Dermas Latzad. There's one huge problem. You know what that huge problem is? Shabbos, Membeis, Shmuel Savar Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Chayim. If a Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayim, you're not going to be matir if a Malkom Tzar. Pikuach nefesh, safi pikuach nefesh. Okay, but if this is an issa daraisa, you're not going to allow the makom tzar. So it's really unusual. Shmuel gets up his big pronouncement. Pater always means pater alaser, except mapis morsa means it's mutter. No. Shmuel, you have like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's issa daraisa, and it's aser. It's aser makom tzar. That's Tosus' kasha. That's a pretty heavy kasha. You know what Tosus answers? The divri Rav Shimon Kama. That's what Tosus answers. The divri Rav Shimon Kama. In other words, I hold this as an issa daraisa. And no way can you lance a boil. But if you hold like Rav Shimon, that it's only an issa drabanan, it'll be mutter because it's makom tzar. I disagree with the whole thing. I hold it's chayiv. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon Mutter, in other words, pater doesn't make sense, I hold chayiv. And you're going to say, oh, but those who disagree with you, if you disagree with me, you're going to say mutter. Because it's an issur rabbanan, makom tzar. So that's what Shmuel was saying. That, you know what, if you hold a malach shen tzrich l'guf is pater, under these conditions it's mutter, but if you ask me, I will tell you it's chayiv, therefore it's us. In other words, if you hold a malach shen tzrich l'guf is chayiv, Mapis Morsa is Asir Makom Tzar. Good? That's Tosus. Shabbos, Gimel Aleph. They're Masla Hatzad. In that Machlokas, Rav Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, Lakshay Yitzur Gufa, Chayiv Pater, how does the Rambam hold? We pass like Rav Shimon. But the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, Lakshay Yitzur Gufa, is Chayiv. Malach Hashinu Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayim. Malach Hashinu Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayim. Wow. Guess what? Take a look at the Rambam in Perek Yudav of Shabbos. Malach Yud Zayin, Malach Hafei. The Rambam passes Mapis Morsa's Mutter. In other words, against Tosfos. Poshim Shabbat Gemara. Shmuel said it's Mutter. And Shmuel held like Rabbi Yehuda. So it must be mutter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. No, 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 leave it to Rabbi Shimon Kama. Rambam's Mufurish, no? I hold that it's Nisa Daraisa. Lacha Shinez is Chayiv, but Mapis Nors is mutter. Wow, wow. How does that work? How does that work? How does that work? I guess one has to argue that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a malacha shenu tzrich l'gufa is chayiv, but not always. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes absolutely chayiv. But maybe sometimes Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Shimon that it's nisa d'rabbanan. What are those times? No? What is Rabbi Yehuda's shita? When did Rabbi Yehuda say chayiv? When did Rabbi Yehuda say that, I agree, it's only nisa d'rabbanan? So that's what I mentioned very quickly yesterday. No? There's Aran and Shabbos, Mem Aleph, Amad Aleph, and Dafi Harif, where the Aran seems to make a very fundamental distinction. I want you to take a look at the Aran. Is this really what the Aran means? But this is clearly a possibility in the Aran. But I want you to read it inside. Where the Aran seems to say the following. When does Rabbi Yehuda maintain the Malacha Shemetzer Lizchaya? Only when it comes to an Av Malacha. Only when it comes to an Av Malacha. But not when it comes to a Tolda. A Tolda She'eno Tzrich L'gufa, even Rabbi Yehuda admits is only a Sidrava. That's a critical difference between an Av and a Tolda, an Av and a Tolda. When Rabbi Yehuda says, Malacha She'eno Tzrich L'gufa is Chayiv, that's only an Av Malacha. And it's not referring to a Tolda. And if I were to ask you, why in the world would you distinguish? You know what I'll tell you, what I started to discuss yesterday? That's beautiful. That's beautiful. No? An Av is found in the Mishkan. Do you remember who the Shita is? If this is what they did in the Mishkan, you're chayiv. Hach dahavi b'mishkan chashiv. You're chayiv, you're chayiv. Why? Forget about the why. What you did was found in the Mishkan, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Therefore you're going to be chayiv. What is a Tolda? A Tolda is not found in the Mishkan. A Tolda is an expansion. A Tolda was not found in the Mishkan. What right do I have to expand? Well, if you're chayiv for the Av, you're chayiv for the Tolda. Well, because even though clearly the Av and the Tolda differ in terms of the Tzura Samalacha, but there's something that they have in common that creates an indelible bond. No? They have the same Malachas Machshavas. They have the same purpose. For that, you're chayiv. So watering a plant is not the same as placing a seed in the ground, but if they have a common purpose, promotion of the growth of the plant, that's enough to create a chiyuv. What links an av and a tolda is the purpose. Is the purpose. Even though in terms of their description, I want to say it this way, they share the same malachas machshavas, even though they differ in terms of the tzuras hamalach. An av and a tolda. But what happens if you have a tolda she'eino tzrich l'gufa? A tolda she'eino tzrich l'gufa. Whoa. How can you be chayiv for a tolda she'eino tzrich l'gufa? Was it found in the Mishkan? No. Are you doing it for the same purpose as the Mishkan? No, it's eino tzrich l'gufa. Everything in the Mishkan is tzrich l'gufa. No. You're not doing it for the same purpose, and it was not found in the Mishkan. You know what I would tell you? Guess what? There's a disconnect. You're not going to be chayiv midaraisa for a tolda she'eino tzrich l'gufa. You know what I'm going to tell you? That's even true according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Shita is you're never going to be chayiv for lach she'eino tzrich l'gufa. But even Rabbi Yehuda that disagrees, Rabbi Yehuda will say, I disagree when it comes to an av malacha because hach dahavi b'mishkan. But if lo havi b'mishkan, and it's eino tzrich l'gufa, what in the world would the basis of the chiyuv be? So that is possible the Rana is saying, Shabbos and Mamelech. That's a Gilyon HaShas in the Yerushalmi, Zayin Beis, Rav Menachem Zebit, Tosfos Chaim, Vavtes. Rav Yehuda Shita is your only chayiv for an av malacha. You're not chayiv for a tolda. You're not chayiv for a tolda. Shino tzricho gufa. Now that's a heavy yisod, no? That's very, very important. That's very, very important. Also, I'll tell you the following. Mapis Mursa is not an av. That's not bona as an av malacha. That's a tolda of bona. Tolda of bona mapis Mursa. There's a big difference between building a structure and lancing a boil. It's a tolda, siyas ha-pesach. And here, this is a tolda shino tzirich l'gufa. A tolda shino tzirich l'gufa, which very likely is only nisad rabbanon, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, Shmuel, even though I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but mapis mors is a tolda shino tzirich l'gufa, that's only nisad rabbanon, that's mutim l'makom tzah. Wow. Against the Tosas. Shabbos nafgim. Is there any other possible case of a tolda which is in the street was only said Rabbanan? Maybe. No. Chofer gumi nitzar chalafra. Guess what? That's a tolda bone. A tolda bone. A tolda bone which is a malach shen tzrich legufa. Which, according to the Ran, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees is only an Isser Drabana. Wow. And I'll build on that. And it's Makalkel. Ooh, you know what that means? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have your Shvus to Shvus for Mako Mitzvah. And therefore, that will be Mato. All right, so go over that, no? We have to go to the next step, but okay? Okay, so try to handle this. Okay.